Welcome to the audio on smoking cessation. What I'd like you to do right now is to open your manuals to chapter 18, which is the chapter on smoking cessation. It's on page 272. Let's go ahead and review the chapter a little bit. It's important that you understand and you've read this section. So please, as your assignment at the end of this lesson, if you have not read chapter 18, go ahead and do so. Although we're going to be speaking mainly about the smoking withdrawal program today, I want you to understand the things that we have within this section. On the next page, page 273, there's some information there on smoking statistics that you might find helpful. On page 276, that's the smoking cessation session for a one-stop session. Also, if you are going to have a four-week session, you can do that for the first week of the four-week session. Now, in the hypnosis script manual, you're going to be getting as a member of the American International Association upon your graduation, you'll be receiving a hypnosis script manual that has over 400 original hypnosis scripts written by graduates and faculty of the school. Now, in that manual, you're going to find that you will have plenty more smoking cessation scripts with a lot of variety that will cover different areas that you can use. And also realize there's nothing stopping you from creating your own hypnosis scripts. And of course, at the beginning of the chapter on scripts, we have a template there that shows you exactly how to make them if you don't feel comfortable just doing it on your own. Moving onto page 279, over there we have there's four forms, smoking withdrawal program. They're all the same form, you just have four copies of them. I just want to go through that with you for a moment. Ask these questions to your client. You can actually put this with your intake sheet so you have a little packet, or you can write these responses to these questions right on your intake sheet. But these are kind of important to know. How much does a client smoke each day? With the withdrawal program, you're going to need to know that because they'll be coming to see you 1 week for every 5 cigarettes that they smoke. How many years have they smoked? What brand? Why did you initially start smoking? That's kind of interesting, because if they say they started because it was the cool thing to do, it was what the in crowd did, it was glamorous, these were all the reasons you're going to get, then look at them and ask them if that's still the same reason that they're smoking today. Of course they're going to say no. And then you can explain to them then your initial reason to smoke isn't there anymore. So that helps to push them over a little bit more, helps them to start thinking. Why do you want to quit smoking? Are they committed to quit because they want to quit for their health and for themselves? Or are they quitting for their mother, brother, or sister because it makes their breath smell bad or because they cost too much? You want to get a commitment from them that they're doing this for a reason for themselves. By the way, that's what that scale is for at the top of the page where it says circle 1 and there's numbers from 1 to 10. The faded out numbers from 1 to 6, that's not a typo. That was meant to be that way because I want to hear answers of their commitment is a 7 to 10. 10 preferably. 1 would be I could really care less. 10 means this is your last resort. And of course, most people, by the time they've come to see you for hypnosis, have already tried everything else. So you probably are their last resort. Going back with the questionnaire, have you tried quitting in the past? What methods did you use and how many times? If they've tried hypnosis 3 times and it didn't work, maybe you should find out why. Have them describe each time. If they were able to go cold turkey or on their own for 2 years, then you know that they should be able to go quite a while even with hypnosis, because hypnosis is so much stronger. This way, if they go on your front porch and start smoking, you know that they didn't give it a try. Why did you restart? That's a good question. If they restarted each time because right after they quit smoking, they went to a bar, had a drink, and started smoking, then maybe you should tell them to keep away from a bar for a little while until they get the habit ingrained in them. Have they ever been hypnotized before, and what happened? So these are all good questions that will help you to proceed with your session. So let's go to page 283 and 284 now, which is the beginning of the smoking withdrawal program. First, I'd like to explain to you that the amount of weeks for the smoking withdrawal program depends on how many cigarettes they smoke. It is very important that you do not change the format of 5 cigarettes per week. So if somebody smokes one pack, right now a pack is 20 cigarettes. If they smoke one pack a day, 20 cigarettes divided by 5 is 4. So they would come see you for 4 weeks. If they smoke a pack and a half a day, a pack and a half of cigarettes is 30 cigarettes. So 30 divided by 5 is 6. That's 6 weeks. Yes, if they smoke 2 packs a day, they're going to come see you for 8 weeks. And they're going to be weaning down 5 cigarettes per week. So if you look on page 284, where it has the program consists of 9 scripts, and it has all 9 of them listed, looking at that, let's say somebody smokes 20 cigarettes a day. Look in the parentheses. If you notice on number 6 in parentheses, it says, if client currently smokes 20 a day, start with this script. Now, look in the parentheses, because of course, outside the parentheses, it says 15 a day, because that's what you're going to hypnotize them for, that starting tomorrow morning, they'll be smoking 15 a day. So if they currently smoke a pack and a half, which you know is 30 cigarettes, look at that list. Which one would you use? Look in the parentheses first. You should have chosen number 4. Number 4 is if the client currently smokes 30 a day, start with this script. Of course, starting tomorrow morning, they will be doing 25 a day. So that's how you use this listing. Now, the only script that is different here is number 1, which is the initial smoking withdrawal session script. That is your instructions. So anytime you do this program, let's say you're doing 4 weeks, the first week you would do initial smoking withdrawal, which is number 1, and then for 4 weeks it's number 6. So you would do number 1 followed by number 6. Now, these are just the scripts. Of course, you would also do your induction, your depth test, your deepener, then you would do script number 1, script number 6, and your awakening. Week 2, instead of doing 1 and 6, you would do just number 7. Okay, number 1 isn't needed anymore. That's just like the orientation for the first week. Week number 3 would be script number 8. Week number 4 would be script number 9, which is the quitting date. So all the scripts from 2 to 8, from 2 to number 8, are the exact same script. Only the math is different, changing the amount of cigarettes that they're smoking each week. So, if you notice number 2, which is the highest one, is 40 a day, which is 2 packs a day. What do you do if somebody smokes 3 packs a day? And yes, 4 packs a day. I've had a few of those come to the office. Rather than printing all these extra scripts in this book and making it very, very long, all you would do is just change the math. So you can use number 2, which is 40 a day, and if they actually smoke 60, then you just put 60. The next week you would change it to 55. The next week you would change it to 50. So that's how you would do that. So those are the scripts, and of course the scripts are following up on the next page. Let's go to the rules of the program. This is very important. These are things that they need to know, and of course when you do your initial smoking script, that's when you're going to be giving them all the rules. So read your initial smoking script first before you do it to the client so you know what you're going to be saying to them so you're not caught unaware. Okay, the cigarettes, whenever they have cigarettes from now on, they cannot carry them with them. They're going to put them in an inconvenient, out-of-the-way location. Just doing this alone is going to help them to cut down considerably how much they're smoking. Picture someone watching the Super Bowl or any professional sports game on a Sunday afternoon with their friends, and they have the cigarettes in their pocket. As they're watching the game, they're smoking one after another. Sometimes you'll see them smoking one, and there's another one in the ashtray. That's subconscious smoking. With this program, we're taking the subconscious habit and making it a conscious habit. By not carrying the cigarettes on you, by putting them in an inconvenient, out-of-the-way location, like a bureau drawer upstairs or the kitchen cabinet where you can't see it, what would happen now is, as they wanted a cigarette, they'd say, oh gee, I want a cigarette, but I'm going to wait for the commercial. Then when the commercial comes up, oh, this is a good commercial, I want to watch this, I'm going to wait till later on. So they keep on putting it off, and rather than smoking 2 packs of cigarettes during the sports game, they may end up only smoking like 2 of them. of course, out of sight, out of mind. If you have to get up and go across the house or upstairs, a lot of times you'll realize you don't really need to smoke. It's just an unconscious habit. Very similar to when you go to the movie theaters. When you go into the movie theater, you have a choice of getting popcorn, small, medium, or the large trough type. So people get a big trough of popcorn, they go sit down in the movie theater, and before the movie's even started in many cases, they already have the popcorn finished and they're ready to go get more. Now, if they only took a little bit of popcorn, a small dish, and went to sit down, the movie would begin and they'd say, gee, I'm out of popcorn, but they're not going to get up and go back and get it. This is the same reason why in weight loss, it's a great idea not to put the entire meal on the table because people will keep on picking. Instead, just put your plate on the table that you're going to eat and the rest of the food over in the kitchen. If you have to get up to go get more food, a lot of times you're going to think about it and you'll realize you're really not hungry. Okay, let's move along a little further. If you use an ashtray, the same thing, clean it up and put it away each time out of sight. There'll be no borrowing cigarettes, no giving cigarettes away, no bumming cigarettes. Now here's how the program works. Each morning when you get up, you're going to buy a different brand of cigarettes. This is how you tell the client. Each morning when you get up, you're going to buy a different brand of cigarettes, one that you have never smoked before. So if they smoke Marlboro products, which is probably what 95% of your clients are going to be smoking when they come see you, if they smoke Marlboro products, they are no longer smoking Marlboro products. Starting tomorrow morning, they might buy Newport. The next day, they might buy Kent, Lark, Winston, Pall Mall. There's enough brands out there to keep them going for quite a while. So every day is a different brand of cigarettes. Now, let's say they're smoking, starting tomorrow morning, 15 cigarettes a day. What they're going to do, in the morning they have a ritual. They bought their cigarettes, now they're going to open up their pack of cigarettes, take out 5 and destroy them, leaving the 15 they need for the day. You don't want them to carry any extra cigarettes with them. Then they look at the cigarettes and they say to themselves, I find 15 cigarettes more than enough for me today. And this is part of the script, the initial smoking withdrawal script. I find 15 cigarettes more than enough for me today. Then they're to mentally plan out their day, keeping more cigarettes for the time of the day that they normally smoke more. Now, throughout the day, if they want to have a cigarette, they can have one, no problem at all. But before they have a cigarette, they're to take 8 deep breaths and a sip of water. Very simple. Some people consider this silly, but this is one of the most important parts of the program. The 8 deep breaths are giving you oxygen, they're helping you to relax before you have a cigarette, and the sip of water is replacing something bad with something good. Let me explain this to you. The 8 deep breaths are relaxing you by giving you oxygen. You know, most people, when you ask them why they smoke, they say it's because it relaxes them. And really, that can't be further from the truth. Cigarette smoking does not relax you. It actually releases what they call flight or fright hormones in your system, which robs your body of oxygen for as much as 6 hours from just one cigarette. So it actually agitates them and does the opposite of relaxing. What relaxes them is taking the deep breaths, sucking through the cigarette, or maybe going out to the break room and sitting down and stopping what they're doing. So if they simply took 8 deep breaths before having a cigarette, a lot of time they'll be relaxed enough that they'll realize, gee, I really don't need a cigarette, and they'll go about their business. And the sips of water, basically that's to replace the bad with something good. It's similar to if you went up to a child who had a lollipop and you said, give me that lollipop, they would start crying. Whereas if you said, give me that lollipop, here's a shiny new toy, they'd be happy. You're appeasing the subconscious mind, which is like a child, by replacing the bad thing with something good, so it's fine. So anytime they want to have a cigarette, they simply take 8 deep breaths and a sip of water, and then ask themselves, do you still want to have a cigarette? If they do, go ahead. They might find that just a few puffs is enough. They might only smoke half the cigarette and put it out. Once they've had enough, they simply put out the cigarette, put their cigarettes and ashtray away, and go about their business. And that's pretty much how it's written in the script. Now, at the end of the day, if there's any cigarettes left in the pack, they are to destroy the cigarettes, get rid of them, and throw the pack away. I find it better to flush it down the toilet, at least the cigarettes, not the pack, because people have been known in the middle of the night to get up and to go through their trash can trying to find cigarettes. Of course, that's not a good thing to do. Out of sight, out of mind, flush them right down the toilet. Now, you notice we're getting rid of cigarettes at night and getting in new cigarettes the following morning. There's no carrying cigarettes overnight anymore, okay? You're going to find a lot of your clients giving you different excuses that they can't get up early in the morning and get cigarettes and they cost so much, can they just buy a carton? Don't give in to them, because if you give in to the subconscious mind a little bit, it'll break a lot more of the rules. The subconscious mind's like a four-year-old child. That's what a child does. You need to draw the line. If they can't get out of the house until 12 o'clock noon to go get cigarettes, well, that's too bad. They're not going to be smoking until 12 o'clock noon. They don't have anybody else buy their cigarettes. They're buying them themselves. After all, why would they want anybody else to buy poison for them? Kind of a good image, isn't it? As for the carton, no, the whole idea is to have a different brand every day. A carton makes it too comfortable, and they realize they're saving money. Saving is good. We're not trying to associate good with smoking. We're trying to associate good with not smoking. So by having a different brand every day, yes, some of them are going to taste bad. But that's the whole idea. We're making it inconvenient and a conscious habit. So if there's any leftover cigarettes at night, they get rid of them. Another thing they can do that is quite helpful to quit smoking is not to allow them to smoke anywhere that they did before. They're changing a habit by doing that. If they smoked on one side of the house in the morning when they first got up, have them smoke on the other side. If they got up and took a shower, then had a cigarette, maybe they should get up and have a cigarette, then take a shower. If they always had a cigarette driving to work, have them stop the car and have a cigarette outside. Driving to work and having a cigarette isn't a good idea. And remember, they're supposed to put them in an inconvenient, out-of-the-way location in a car. The most inconvenient location would be the trunk. How many people are going to stop on their way to work to go to their trunk and have a cigarette outside the car? If they want to, great, but it's so inconvenient, they're going to think about it. That's pretty much it for the entire smoking withdrawal program. Go ahead and read through the entire smoking section and even the scripts. It'll help to explain this and solidify it in your mind a lot stronger. By the way, keep in mind, some people, when they look at having to come see you for 4 or maybe even 6 or 8 weeks, will complain that it costs too much. Don't worry about that. Cost too much should not be a concern of yours at all. In fact, I don't reduce my price for the second or third session. Every session I charge the exact same amount. So if you're charging $100 a session, go ahead and do that. You don't have to charge half the amount for the other sessions unless you want to. Because think of it. If they don't quit smoking, they're still going to be spending the money on cigarettes anyways. So by quitting smoking, the money that they would have spent on cigarettes is what they're paying you. So it's really not costing them anything to quit smoking in the long run. If anything, you are saving them a lot of money because once they quit, all this money they've been paying for cigarettes, which are quite high right now, they can use to go on a vacation, they can use for all kinds of things. That's all found money. That's it for this audio, and I wish you the best of luck in helping people to quit smoking.